The Denny Schaefer Show on Q105.
Valentine's love song there on the Q. Hour two, Denny and the girls hanging out with you. Partly to mostly cloudy today with a high 42. Tomorrow some rain, 53. Love it. 32 now. 32 here at the Cumulus Compound in Toledo's Q. 105 419-240-1055. Call or text me in your messages for your significant, your Valentine, who you love. We're not getting very many. We've gotten one. That's it. Now, if you're waiting for your loved one or your significant other when they're driving into work, then that's cool, and we'll try to get them on as soon as we can. So please specify in your text or your call.
Yeah.
And we'll put you right on to go above and beyond to profess your love. And I have sappy music to go underneath you. We're also doing what's the most epic thing that you've ever done after a breakup in honor of the woman who torched her wedding dress, and it's gone viral. So the and there goes my computer. So if you call up the epic thing, you could get the prize pack. So let's go to Kelly here on the queue. Kelly, what's your story?
So I was moving out of my ex-husband's house, and I had only gotten half of my stuff out of the house, and he was pissed off, so he changed the locks on the house. It took a couple of days before I could get back in, and one of his friends met me at the house because he didn't want to see me, and his friend waited outside. So while I was inside the house by myself, I took anchovies and put them in the curtain rods. It doesn't smell right away. It takes a few days before it starts to smell. And people will never check their curtain rods. They will clean their carpets. They will clean their walls. They will clean their heating and air conditioning vents. They do never check the curtain rods. After about 6 months, he called me and asked me what I did. And I confessed what I did.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
And totally inappropriate and wrong.
And very clever.
But it's very clever. Mm-hmm. So he finally called you, and you got the satisfaction to tell him what you did.
I did. It was awesome.
That is awesome.
That is awesome.
See, that's the kind of breakup story. That is epic. All right, Kelly, we'll let you know if you win the prize pack.
All right, thanks.
See you, bye.
That was good. Wow.
Boom. Just like that, people. Okay. That's how you play along on the show. All right, 714. 419-240-1055. Something epic that you did during a breakup. Call the show. All right, here we go. Valentine's gifts men say they want.
Oh, okay.
All right.
So if you're still got to buy for your dude today, they asked a bunch of guys up on Reddit, ask them what they really, truly want, and it's not going to be what you think. Because you know what, Paul, where your mind is. Here is the, I'm sorry, what was that?
Yep.
One of the things that guys want, for you to be grateful for whatever he gives you. Genuine enthusiasm or appreciation for whatever he gives you. In other words, fake it. Okay? Just like you've done many times before.
But it's genuine. It's supposed to be genuine.
Our fragile egos.
Guys want for you to say nice things. Tell him how romantic this is and how wonderful of a time you're having, and be affectionate towards him and just make him feel loved, like he done good. These are actual guys that are, you know, they're opening up. A fellow anti-Valentine, I'd just love for her to say, I hate Valentine's Day. It's a stupid commercial holiday, and we're not going to celebrate it ever. That's what a guy wants for Valentine's Day. Attention. Breakfast in bed, hugs, little gifts, crazy sex, anything that shows I mean the world to her goes a long way.
Oh, see, he's traditional.
Something he hasn't asked for. Anything that he's been asking you to do to him that you've been interested in, maybe sexually, maybe not.
Oh.
Could be, you know, going to a sporting event or whatever, something that you won't normally do.
Well, it did say do to him, so...
Or with him.
Yeah.
Or, my bad. Something meaningful. I don't want a video game or a DVD that just about anybody could buy me. I want something thoughtful that she bought because she knew I'd like it even as soon as I saw it. And then the last one is, treat me to a good burger and a beer.
For sure. We're simpletons.
Are all those accurate?
Do you agree?
Oh, absolutely. But isn't it interesting that guys are emotionally weak?
Yeah.
No, that's we are. We just don't want to admit it.
Of those, which would you two want?
Well, we don't celebrate it, so it doesn't matter.
I know, but play along. It's radio.
I would say be grateful for whatever it is that I think up or what I do, you know, okay. something I come up with.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And be nice about it. Don't be, you know, whatever. Don't do, because you guys don't even have to say anything. We know from the eye roll, from the, oh, that's nice. Uh-huh. We know it sucks. Yep. When we hear, oh, that's nice. We know whatever we did sucked. We just know. So you got to put your best
fake
you know,
reaction into
yes.
it, even if you don't like
just
it.
Just like you do in the bedroom. So there you go.
What about that's, you, Paul?
It, well, make sense, guys?
Oh, I think it makes sense. I think the there's a couple different ways. There's I want something. I don't need a parade. I just give me a little something that shows a pre-show. It could be a thing. It could be a comment. It could be a hair rub. I don't care. But something that, yeah, I didn't ask for is a great thing. Also, maybe we go from the thing we don't do very often to the thing we don't ever do. Maybe we try one of those. So, I don't know.
So you're strictly sex?
No, not necessarily.
That sounded like it. All right. So you got something to add? Call the show or text me.